LBC 97.3.
We'll come back to our conversation, your views on Hughne and Price. Chris Hughne and his ex-wife Vicky Price out 8 weeks of an 8-month sentence. We'll also come back as well to the story about the NHS, or rather NICE guidance that says that mums-to-be should be tested to see if they're trying to give up smoking. Now, earlier in the programme, we were talking a lot about Mayor Boris Johnson's views on employment and employment issues in this country. Well, according to a UN agency, youth unemployment has risen to a crisis point, with many young adults not having the required skills to get a job. Yet there could be a way forward: apprenticeships. Now, this week, LBC 97.3's special report looks at apprenticeships and how they provide the opportunity to earn when learning in a real job. Thanks to the National Apprenticeship Service, I'm joined by its Divisional Director for London and the South East, Vic Grimes, to look at this topic further. G'day, Vic. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Nick.
First off, tell us, what exactly is an apprenticeship?
Well, an apprenticeship provides a real opportunity for young people and adults to actually earn and learn. So it's an opportunity to get into a real job, which is paid, and an opportunity to gain a national vocational qualification. But most of all, it's an opportunity to get valuable work experience and to acquire the skills that employers need to deliver and help their business grow.
So how do people go about getting one?
Well, it's really straightforward. We advertise all of our employer vacancies online by going to our apprenticeship website, and young people and adults simply apply online to get those access to those apprenticeship vacancies.
And what sort of trades or industries are they in then?
Well, right across the board, Nick, over 170 sectors covering about 1,500 different job roles. So not just the important traditional trades such as construction, engineering, but also now in those new areas such as financial services, information technology and so on.
And typically, do you get paid? I don't mean do you get paid, Vic, although you can share details if you want to. Do the apprentices get paid?
Absolutely, Nick. Because these are real jobs, all employers are expected to pay at least the minimum national wage.
And is that regulated in some way?
That's absolutely regulated by the Low Pay Commission. But often employers, particularly in London, because of the costs associated with working in London, pay a lot more than that. And on average, apprentices are earning in excess of £200. And there's also help with the cost of travel through Transport for London.
And what about, I imagine so many young people hope there's a job at the end of it. That's presumably not a cast-iron guarantee.
There's a job at the beginning of an apprenticeship, because to be part of an apprenticeship programme, you have to be employed by the employer. And we know that at least 85% of apprentices that start an apprenticeship programme actually remain on the programme until completion. And that's good news for them, and it's also good news for business.
Did you do one?
I did, but it wasn't called an apprenticeship. But
what was it called in your day?
It was called staff training or something like that. But I wish I had done an apprenticeship, because we know that employers and young people gain so much from an apprenticeship programme. Apprenticeships deliver for both the individual and businesses.
Vic, thanks for coming in. Vic Grimes is the National Apprenticeship Service Divisional Director for London and the South East. We'll be talking more about apprenticeships on LBC 97.3 throughout this week. For more information, go to lbc.co.uk. Vic, thanks very much indeed. Look after yourself. Now, we're coming back to our conversation about Vicky Price and Chris Hughne. Indeed, as I speak, Vicky Price's solicitor is reading out a given statement.